Okay, so it's Tuesday the 7th of June 2011 and woke up this morning around 6:15 and then left at 7:30. The journey in was actually really good, so I got there around 8:15 and then sort of got ready for the day really. Lee was supposed to be doing track inspection in the briefing, but had gone to the hospital appointment this morning, so checked the track and briefed the team and got a few big events today. The first event was about 10 people, but bizarrely they wanted their briefing in the theatre, so quite a big stage for a small group, but I went up there, did the safety briefing for that, and I also had Laura and Emily hosting that. Once that got out, went back to the office, and we had a meeting this morning regarding Double 12 and the things that we need to be responsible for. The things I'm going to be doing is the 4x4 auto test, and also the young driver normal experiences and the young driver taster sessions. Throughout the day though, I'll be doing all sorts of stuff. I'll be doing the smart display, silver arrow, smart football, you name it, I'll be doing it. So we had a good meeting with that, got quite a few things covered, which makes a lot more sense, and yeah, looking forward to it really. So that took up quite a bit of the morning. Had lunch around 12 o'clock, and then at 1 o'clock I got back out there and start checking the courses. Went over to 4x4 course in ML, started mapping what course we're going to do for the auto test. It's going to be a mixture of forward testing and also reversing through sections as well, over hills and all sorts of stuff, so that should be pretty fun. Then after that, I had to go and do a sales demo. Oh, the auto testing, I'll put a picture on here in a minute. But yeah, after that, at 2:30, I had to do, not a sales demo, I had to do an SLS pasture ride for a guy called Christian. Lovely bloke, it was his birthday, and he got a real good wow factor from that. Also did an SD recording, and his face was a picture. He did shout quite a lot when we got the gas on, and yeah, I think he enjoyed that. Had a little bit of meeting with Andrew after that about some training and how things are going and stuff, which is all good. And then after that, I've been writing up documents for the auto test in Double 12. I did a course map, so the people on that area will know what they're doing, and also made a timing sheet, which is going to have the name of the driver, their ticket number of when they sign in, and also their best time, including penalties. So it means a lot of the bits and pieces are done, but I need to get this in the bag, even though it's a couple of weeks away. There's a lot going on, I want to get that fixed, so that was good to get that one sorted out. After that, it was time to start wrapping up the day a little bit, packing up, and yeah, left to go home at 6 o'clock, and actually got home at 6:45. The journey was amazing, really good. On the way back, the bit that's really tricky usually is getting to the A3 from our place, past Silvermere Golf Course, and yeah, hardly stopped at all. The only time I did have to stop was seeing that Chris Broad was sitting in front of me in a brand new Jag convertible trying to turn right, but no, apart from that, it was alright. Then got home, watched a bit of TV, stuff like that. Also been up in the loft, and that's coming on really well now. Me and Julie are getting on the case of that, and it's looking very organised. Still a bit of way to go, but we're making space, and that's what it's all about. So anyway, that's pretty much it for today. I'm going to shoot for now, so until next time, goodbye now.